Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, it's 10 in the morning now, 7:47 on this Thursday morning, November 7th. Three big things.
Three.
At a campaign rally in Louisiana, President Trump hammers Joe Biden and his son.
Two.
County Commission approves a taxing plan to expand Union Station in downtown Wichita.
One.
Teen shot while walking near McAdam Park in northeast Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident being reported now. This is eastbound Kellogg at 167th West, out towards Goddard. So eastbound Kellogg, 167th West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, the weather's changing this morning. Gradual clearing, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 41 degrees. Now, that's 41 for a high today after yesterday's high of 70 in Wichita. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 22. Friday, sunny with a high of 51. Now mostly cloudy. We have a north wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. And with 27 degrees, that means the wind chill is 14. So I would say that there is an autumn nip in the air would be an understatement.
Yeah,
right?
That's a wintry nip in the air.
Yeah. Oil prices finished lower as U.S. crude supplies post a weekly rise of nearly 8 million barrels.
Markets falling short of new records at the close. The Dow and the Nasdaq both falling down after a pretty flat day here on Wall Street. Midday news that phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal may not be signed until next month. Had stocks under pressure, but the major averages not taking too much of a hit. The Dow clawing its way to finish just below the flat line. The S&P up 2, the Nasdaq down 24. Two stocks we've been watching throughout the day, HP and Uber. Shares of HP having a banner day on news that Xerox will buy the PC company. Shares closing up 6%. And Uber hitting a new all-time low as early investors and insiders sold their lockup shares. The stock's closing down 4%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Veterans Day just around the corner. Next Monday, Ted, the personal finance website WalletHub released its report on 2019's best and worst places for veterans to live.
Okay.
The report compares the 100 largest U.S. cities across 20 key metrics, ranging from share of military skill-related jobs to housing affordability to the availability of VA health facilities. Worst cities for veterans? Well, Detroit's number 100.
Ooh, you don't want to be at the bottom of this list.
99 is Newark, New Jersey. Before that is Jersey City, New Jersey. Two New Jerseys.
Oh, come on.
On the bottom five.
Come on, Jersey. Get better.
Oklahoma City comes in at number 23.
Okay.
I'll give you the best cities for veterans. Number five, Scottsdale, Arizona. Number four, Raleigh, North Carolina. Number three, Orlando, Florida, Disney World. Number two, Austin, Texas. And number one, Tampa, Florida. How about that?
All right.
Bad news for Wichita. We're number 86.
We're in the bottom half. Oh, no.
86.
We're in the bottom 15.
Yes, we're 86
oh,
out
no.
of 100.
Well, I would have thought we would do well in some of those categories.
I would think so.
Affordable housing. We have a VA hospital in town.
Yeah. Got our own air base. Yeah. Lots of
that
veterans.
That surprises me a little bit.
All right. Well.
Considering some of those metrics you read.
Yeah. There you go. Well. It's another one of those Wallet Hub surveys, so...
Yeah, so it means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. It
means absolutely nothing.
But we're having fun with it today. Okay. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Big-time volleyball. Coming to Coke Arena, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's a big sports get for Wichita. The U.S. Women's National Volleyball Team will make a stop in Wichita before heading to Japan for the 2020 Olympics. The U.S. will host Japan, Turkey, and Belgium for games at Charles Koch Arena in June. It'll be the team's only domestic stop. Visit Wichita announced the team's appearance Wednesday. They estimate the economic impact at about $1 million. The 2019 election season's over. Now all eyes turn to 2020. Kansas has a hotly contested race for Senator Pat Roberts' job. Roberts announced he will not run. Several Republicans and Democrats are running for Roberts' seat, and we have the latest Federal Election Commission data on each candidate's efforts to raise money. One Republican has a distinct money advantage. And California's Attorney General announced he's conducting an investigation into Facebook's privacy practices. He's accusing the company of failing to cooperate with the inquiry. The state says that over 18 months, Facebook has resisted or ignored dozens of questions and requests for documents. That includes emails between CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his second-in-command, Sheryl Sandberg. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Now, Bill, you are a native of suburban Kansas City.
Correct.
I don't know if you heard us talking about the fact that the voters up there wanted to rename back the Paseo. It had been the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway for about a year, but they decided to go back to the Paseo. Do you have any insight or any thoughts on the Paseo?
I don't. I think it's it was an interesting. I'm not even sure how it got on the ballot. Of course, I'm on the. I grew up on the Kansas side, and that's on the Missouri side, the Paseo, and. So interesting. I don't know a lot of background about that, why they wanted to change back to the Paseo. It's the only thing I could think of is that it's a long-standing tradition that area has been named the Paseo and that street the Paseo.
Yeah, probably goes back to when the area was first settled way back in the back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, it's 7:53, Stephen Ted. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Oh, okay.
For Ted, this is...
Which is every day of my life.
Every day, but some of us old married guys don't do it that much.
At
least not on a regular basis. And if you do, you guys are kudos to you. You can submit your favorite recipe, Ted, on National Men Make Dinner website.
they got a website. Got a website.
And I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, our arrangement when I was...
Here's my...
go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it doesn't take a genius. You buy beefaroni... And you open the pop top, and, 4 minutes later, you got dinner.
You put it on the stove, or you put it in the microwave?
Stove, heat it up on the stove.
Yeah, well, that's the simple
There's your
way.
Dinner.
That's a way to
there
do it.
It is.
Very nutritious, got all the food groups.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. When my kids were growing up, my wife would usually, my hours are, I get off around noon every day.
Right,
I have for
right.
50 years. My wife would be working until 5 or 6 o'clock at night at her job, so I'd had... Two kids at home that were growing up about 5:30, they're ready to have something to eat. So, instead of hiring a maid, which I didn't have the money to do, I went ahead and cooked their dinner every night, just about every night for several years. And you come up with some interesting ways, Ted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To feed your family. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite was tuna helper. Doesn't cost much. I liked it. It was great. Then you had your shake and bake chicken and pork chops.
Had that growing up.
TV dinners.
Yeah, TV dinners. And it's not hard to make spaghetti either. So I learned how to do that. So,
Nice.
It's National Men Make Dinner Day. I'll bet you what, if we could just go and ask everybody listening to us right now, I bet you there's a lot of men out there that make dinner.
Well, heck yes.
More than once or twice a year.
I open a mean bag of Doritos, I'll tell you that.
Doritos, that's pretty simple right there. Yep. I'm just looking at my own family, though. I don't think my dad ever cooked dinner in his life. Never.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the king of the house over there, and my way or the highway type
of deal. Dad cooked, it was the charcoal grill in the backyard.
Didn't do that.
Your dad didn't even cook out?
No.
Wow.
It was a deprived childhood, I guess, but dad didn't cook. All right, guys, thank you. It's 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on the shooting of a teen in northeast Wichita. Ted has sports coming up.
Yeah, the red-hot Wichita Thunder hockey team was on home ice yesterday. We'll talk about how they fared coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news. The Blur is coming up, too.
Yeah, good stuff. Entertainment news in the Blur. We'll get you caught up. We got even people that aren't with us anymore that are still cranking out art. So
there
we'll talk about that coming up in the Blur.
Traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.